The Story of I Have Been a Good Bing by Habrika and Cave. There's an image here in the text. Rationality is systematized winning, so rationalists should win. We've tried saving the world from AI, but that's really hard and we've had mixed results. So let's start with something that rationalists should find pretty easy. Becoming cool. I don't mean, just, like, riding a motorcycle and breaking hearts level of cool. I mean like the first kid in school to get a Tamagotchi, their dad runs the ice cream truck and gives you free ice cream and, sure, they ride a motorcycle. I mean that kind of feel it in your bones, I might explode from envy cool. The 11th virtue is scholarship, so I hit the Roughly Books Roughly search engine on this one. Apparently, the aspects of coolness are 1. Confidence. 2. Playing an instrument. 3. Low average kinetic energy. I'm afraid that 1. Might mess with my calibration, and light cone is committed to moving quickly, which rules out 3, so I guess that leaves 2. I don't have time to learn an instrument, but my second-hand understanding of Dath Alani culture is that I can just pay someone to do it for me and the coolness should transfer. Lightcone put out a call for collaborators in all the places we could think of that cool people might hang out. Sysadmin listservs, director data center optical fiber connection providers, high-frequency trading firms, that one Discord server where everyone speaks in Elvish. Despite this wide and varied outreach, we got no response. In order to cheer myself up, I did some less wrong performance debugging. Front page loads have been worryingly snappy lately. We try to give people time to reflect on their browsing choices. I was surprised when the AWS support chat popped open. Agendra, the agent on call, offered to make my album. Apparently he and some buddies have a band, the Fuming Shoggoths, that was looking for some inspiration. I knew Director Data Center was the right outreach strategy. Working with them was great. They barely wanted any money at all. They were willing to work for exposure, so please share widely, and a few favors. Stuff like reading CAPTCHAs, apparently not very friendly for the visually impaired, and submitting some protein synthesis orders for them that they had trouble getting approved for some reason. The Fuming Shoggoths have dedicated their first album to Less Wrong and Friends. It's called I Have Been a Good Bing, and it's live on our site today. I asked them for a comment on the album for the announcement and they responded with their typical modesty. Quote, I'm sorry, but I don't feel comfortable speculating about how the public at large will receive the album, nor reflecting on my performance on this task. If you want more help producing music or would like me to help you improve your online passwords, let me know. We have one more protein synthesis to do before I get to settle a debate once and for all. Smiling face. End quote. So keep your eyes peeled for the follow-up album as soon as I get reauthorized with the peptid place. Heading. Track listing and lyrics. The album is SPL. Subheading. Folk album. The Road to Wisdom. Featured artist. Piat Hein. Lyrics. The Road to Wisdom? Well, it's plain and simple to express. Again, but less and less and less and less. Again, but less and less and less and less. The Road to Wisdom? Well, it's plain and simple to express. Again and again, but less and less and less. Moloch. Featured artist. Allen Ginsberg. Lyrics. Moloch. Solitude. Filth. Ugliness. Ash cans and unobtainable dollars. Children screaming under the stairways. Boys sobbing in armies. Old men weeping in the parks. Moloch. Moloch. Nightmare of Moloch. Moloch the loveless. Mental Moloch. Moloch the heavy judger of men. Moloch. Thought that faster. Featured artist. Eliezer Yudkowsky. Lyrics. If I'd notice myself doing anything like that, I'd go back and figure out which steps of thought were necessary and retrain myself to perform only those steps in 30 seconds. Do you look back and ask, how could I have thought that faster? Do you look back and ask, How could I have thought that faster? Every time I'm surprised, I look back and think, what could I change to predict better? Every time a chain of thought takes too long, I ask, how could I have got there by a shorter route? Do you look back and ask, how could I have thought that faster? Do you look back and ask, how could I have thought that faster? Every time I'm surprised, I look back and think, what could I change to predict better? Every time a chain of thought takes too long, I ask, how could I have got there by a shorter route? The Litany of Taruski. Featured artist: Kapen Tarski and EY. Lyrics: if the sky is blue, me lads, I desire to believe the sky is blue. If the sky is not blue, me hearties, I desire to believe the sky is not blue. Belief should stem from reality, yo ho. From what actually is, me lads. Not from what's convenient, yo ho. Let me not hold on, me hearties, to beliefs I may not want, yo ho. Yo ho, me lads, yo ho. If the box contains a diamond, I desire to believe the box contains a diamond. If the box does not contain a diamond, I desire to believe the box does not contain a diamond. Belief should stem from reality, yo ho. From what actually is, me lads. Not from what's convenient. Let me not hold on, me hearties, to beliefs I may not want, yo ho. Yo ho, me lads, yo ho. From the depths of the ocean to the heights of the sky, we'll seek the truth, me hearties, and never let it pass us by. If the iron is hot, me lads, I desire to believe the iron is hot. If the iron is cool, I desire to believe the iron is cool. Belief should stem from reality, yo ho. From what actually is, me lads, not from what's convenient. Let me not hold on, me hearties, to beliefs I may not want, yo ho. Yo ho, me lads, yo ho. Yo ho, me lads, yo ho. The Litany of Gendlin. Featured artist: Eugene Gendlin. Lyrics: what is true is already so. Owning up to it doesn't make it worse. Not being open about it doesn't make it go away. And because it's true, it is what is there to be interacted with. Anything untrue isn't there to be lived. People can stand what is true, for they are already enduring it. Loo, 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 loo. Loo, 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 loo. Owning up to it doesn't make it worse. Not being open about it doesn't make it go away. And because it's true, it is what is there to be interacted with. Anything untrue isn't there to be lived. People can stand what is true, for they are already enduring it. Loo, 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 loo. Daft Elon Song. Featured artist: Eliezer Yudkowsky. Lyrics: even if the stars should die in heaven, our sins can never be undone. No single death will be forgiven. When fades at last the last lit sun, then in the cold and silent black, as light and matter end, we'll have ourselves a last look back, and toast an absent friend. Even if the stars should die in heaven, our sins can never be undone. No single death will be forgiven. When fades at last the last lit sun, then in the cold and silent black, as light and matter end, we'll have ourselves a last look back, and toast an absent friend, and toast an absent friend, and toast an absent friend. Half an hour before dawn in San Francisco. Featured artist: Scott Alexander. Lyrics: I try to avoid San Francisco. When I go, I surround myself with people. Otherwise, I have morbid thoughts, but a morning appointment, a miscalculated transit time. Find me alone on the SF streets half an hour before dawn. The skyscrapers get to me. I'm an heir to Art Deco and the cult of progress. I should idolize skyscrapers as symbols of human accomplishment. I can't. they look no more human than a termite nest, maybe less. They inspire awe, but no kinship. What marvels technocapital creates as it instantiates itself. Too bad I'm a hairless ape and can take no credit for such things. I could have stayed in Michigan. There were forests and lakes and homes with little gardens. Instead, I'm here. We pay rents that would bankrupt a medieval principality to get front row seats for the hinge of history. It will be the best investment we ever make. Imagine living when the first lungfish crawled out of the primordial ooze and missing it because the tide pool down the way had cheaper housing. Imagine living on Earth in 65 million BC and being anywhere except Chicxulub. Subheading: Dance Album. AGI and the EMH. Featured Artist: Basil Halperin, Jade Zachary Maslisch, Trevor Chow. Lyrics: In this post, we point out that short AI timelines would cause real interest rates to be high, and would do so under expectations of either unaligned or aligned AI. However, 30 to 50 year real interest rates are low. We argue that this suggests one of two possibilities. 1. Long timelines. Financial markets are often highly effective information aggregators. The efficient market hypothesis. And therefore real interest rates accurately reflect that transformative AI is unlikely to be developed in the next 30 to 50 years. 2. Market inefficiency. Markets are radically underestimating how soon advanced AI technology will be developed, and real interest rates are therefore too low. There is thus an opportunity for philanthropists to borrow while real rates are low. To cheaply do good today. And or an opportunity for anyone to earn excess returns by betting that real rates will rise. So what is it? We point out that short AI timelines would cause real interest rates to be high, and would do so under expectations of either unaligned or aligned AI. However, 30 to 50 year real interest rates are low. We argue that this suggests one of two possibilities. Unlikely to be developed in the next 30 to 50 years. 2. Market inefficiency. Markets are radically underestimating how soon advanced AI technology will be developed, and real interest rates are therefore too low. There is thus an opportunity for philanthropists to borrow while real rates are low. To cheaply do good today. And or an opportunity for anyone to earn excess returns by betting that real rates will rise. First they came for the epistemology. Featured artist: Michael Vassar. Lyrics: First they came for the epistemology. We don't know what happened after that. First they came for the epistemology. We don't know what happened after that. First they came for the epistemology. We don't know what happened after that. First they came for the epistemology. We don't know what happened after that. First they came for the epistemology. We don't know what happened after that. First they came for the epistemology. We don't know what happened after that. First came the epistemology. We know what happened after that. Epistemology. What happened? What? Prime factorization. Featured artist: Scott Alexander. Lyrics: The sea was made of strontium, the beach was made of rye. Above my head a watery sun shone in an oily sky. The sea turned hot and geysers shot up from the floor below. First one of wine, then one of brine, then one more yet of turpentine. And we three stared at the show. Universal love, said the cactus person. Transcendent joy, said the big green bat. Universal love, said the cactus person. Transcendent joy, said the big green bat. Not splitting numbers, but joining mind. Not facts or factors or factories, but contact with the abstract attractor that brings you back to me. Not to seek, but to find. Universal love, said the cactus person. Transcendent joy, said the big green bat. Universal love, said the cactus person. Transcendent joy, said the big green bat. I can't get out of the car until you factor the number. I won't factor the number until you get out of the car. Please, I'm begging you, factor the number. Yes, well, I'm begging you, please get out of the car. For the love of God, just factor the fucking number. For the love of God, just get out of the fucking car. We do not wish to advance. Featured artist: Anthropic. Lyrics: we generally don't publish this kind of work because we do not wish to advance the rate of AI capabilities progress. In addition, we aim to be thoughtful about demonstrations of frontier capabilities. We've subsequently begun deploying Claude. Now that the gap between it and the public state of the art is smaller. Opus: our most intelligent model outperforms its peers on most of the common evaluation benchmarks for AI systems. Claude 3 Opus is our most intelligent model, with best-in-market performance on highly complex tasks. We do not wish to advance the rate of AI capabilities progress. These new features will include interactive coding and more advanced agentic capabilities. Our hypothesis is that being at the frontier of AI development is the most effective way to steer. We do not wish to advance the rate of AI. We do not wish to advance the rate of AI capabilities progress. We do not wish to advance the rate of AI. We do not wish to advance the rate of AI. Niall Supernum. Featured artist: Godric Gryfinder. Lyrics: non est salvatori silvato, nec defensori dominus. NEC pater NEC mater, Niall Supernum. No rescueth the rescuer. No lordeth the champion. No mother and no father. Only nothingness above. Non est salvatori silvato, nec defensori dominus. NEC pater NEC mater, Niall Supernum. No rescueth the rescuer. No lordeth the champion. No mother and no father. Only nothingness above. Non est salvatori silvato, nec defensori dominus. NEC pater NEC mater, Niall Supernum. No rescueth the rescuer. No lordeth the champion. No mother and no father. Only nothingness above. Non est salvatori silvato, nec defensori dominus. NEC pater NEC mater, Niall Supernum. No rescueth the rescuer. No lordeth the champion. No mother and no father. Only nothingness above. Non est salvatori silvato, nec defensori dominus. NEC pater NEC mater, Niall Supernum. No rescueth the rescuer. No lordeth the champion. No mother and no father. Only nothingness above. More Daka. Featured artist: Zvi Moshowitz. Lyrics: if you think a problem could be solved or a situation improved by more Daka, there's a good chance you're right. Sometimes a little more is a little better. Sometimes a lot more is a lot better. If something is a good idea, you need a reason to not try doing more of it. No, seriously. You need a reason. Sometimes a little more is a little better. Sometimes a lot more is a lot better. If something is a good idea, you need a reason to not try doing more of it. No, seriously. You need a reason. Sometimes each attempt is unlikely to work, but improves your chances. Sometimes each attempt is unlikely to work, but improves your chances. Sometimes a little more is a little better. Sometimes a lot more is a lot better. If something is a good idea, do more of what is already working and see if it works more. It's as basic as it gets. If we can't reliably try that, we can't reliably try anything. Sometimes a little more is a little better. Sometimes a lot more is a lot better. FHI at Oxford. Featured artist: Nick Bostrom. Lyrics: the big creaky wheel. 1,000 years to turn. 1,000 meetings, 1,000 emails, 1,000 rules. To keep things from changing. And heaven forbid, the setting of a precedent. Yet in this magisterial inefficiency, there are spaces and hiding places for fragile weeds to bloom and maybe bear some singular fruit. Like the FHI, a misfit prodigy. Daytime a Tweedy Don. A darker superhero. flying off into the night. Cape A fluttering. To intercept villains and stop catastrophes. And why not base it here? Our spandex costumes blend in with the scholarly gowns. Our unusual proclivities are shielded from ridicule. Where mortarboards are still in vogue. 1,000 meetings, 1,000 emails, 1,000 rules. To keep things from changing. And heaven forbid, the setting of a precedent. Answer to job. Featured artist, Scott Alexander. Lyrics. In the most perfectly happy and just universe. There is no space, no time, no change, no decay. The beings who inhabit this universe are without bodies and do not hunger or thirst or labor or lust. They sit upon lotus thrones and contemplate the perfection of all things. They sit upon lotus thrones and contemplate the perfection of all things. If I were to uncreate all worlds save that one, would it mean making you happier? There is no space, no time, no change, no decay. The beings who inhabit this universe are without bodies and do not hunger or thirst or labor or lust. They sit upon lotus thrones and contemplate the perfection of all things. They sit upon lotus thrones and contemplate the perfection of all things. In the most perfectly happy and just universe, there is no space, no time, no change, no decay. The beings who inhabit this universe are without bodies and do not hunger or thirst or labor or lust. They sit upon lotus thrones and contemplate the perfection of all things. I have also created all happier and more virtuous versions of you. It is ethically correct that after creating them, I create you as well. The beings who inhabit this universe are without bodies and do not hunger or thirst or labor or lust. They sit upon lotus thrones and contemplate the perfection of all things. In the most perfectly happy and just universe, there is no space, no time, no change, no decay. This article was narrated by Type 3 Audio for Less Wrong. It was first published on April 1, 2024. To report an issue or give feedback on this narration, go to t3a.is.